In Singapore, a group of workers has been given an important job in the fight against the new coronavirus. The workers are called contact trackers. Their job is to interview infected individuals as soon as possible after the patients are confirmed to have COVID-19, the disease the virus causes. The contact trackers speak with hospitalized patients over telephone. They are separated from infected individuals by two glass walls. The information they collect is then used to find out as much as possible about the patient's movements and contacts during the 2 weeks before they were hospitalized. Conceso Edwin Philip is one of the contact trackers. For several weeks, he has kept himself ready to get to the hospital as quickly as possible to interview new patients. "We have to drop everything, scramble, and figure out where these patients have been," said Philip, an employee of Singapore General Hospital. Philip is not a medical professional, but his work has become very important in the city-state's efforts to fight the virus. Singapore has won international praise for taking strong and immediate measures to battle COVID-19, which first appeared in China. Early on, Singapore had one of the highest infection rates outside of China. But other nations have since reported much higher spreads. One example of how seriously Singapore is taking the virus fight came last month. Officials charged a Chinese couple with giving false information to workers seeking to track the couple's movements and contacts. Philip said one way he tries to get patients to remember details about their movements is to ask them about all their meals on each day. Because once they can remember who they sat down with for a meal, that would give a rough estimate of the number of people in their surroundings, Philip said. And they can usually remember what they did. Philip has experience tracking patient contacts for other diseases. He says it can be very difficult to get people to remember small details. But he added that it helps to stay cheerful. "You have to be very, very patient with them," he added. "Don't get angry, because just like you and me, most of us can't remember a lot of things." Philip usually has about 2 hours to interview patients about their whereabouts, travel history, and contacts. He also examines their work calendars, computer records, and purchase history. Philip also uses hospital records to identify which health workers have come into contact with COVID-19 patients. Philip gives his results to a health ministry team that then speaks with identified individuals. Sometimes police also use video from security cameras to find those at risk. Those people are then put into quarantine and closely watched for signs of the virus. I'm Brian Lin.